This is Dr. Alex Mudd speaking, and I'm just dropping a voice note in to explain the gut and intestinal microbiome, or the gut-brain microbiome. So the brain is inherently connected to the gut because very little of the nutrients that the human body absorbs is, you know, constructed by the body itself. It's actually all made by bacteria in the intestines. So the average human body consists of 37 trillion cells. I mean, most of us, you know, wouldn't even be able to write that number of zeros on a piece of paper, let alone conceive of that number. But 37 trillion cells is the common estimate of the number of cells in the human body. And we have about the same number of bacterial cells in our gut. The reason that we don't have a whole nother human being in our intestines is because the cells are very small. Bacterial cells are much smaller than human cells, so they can occupy a much smaller space. But when food comes in, they engulf the food. They consume a lot of the, you know, nutrients that break down and are, you know, liquidated out of the food because of the process of our acids and our enzymes breaking the food down. So when we eat the diet that we're supposed to eat, fruits and vegetables, with a small amount of nuts and seeds, then we get the perfect amount of nutrients that the correct bacteria for our species in our gut are supposed to consume. And therefore, they would then produce the correct hormones, the correct what we call neurotransmitters, which are chemical signaling messages in the brain. We produce, you know, the correct proteins, the correct fats, all derived from the building blocks of our food, which are sugars, amino acids, and fatty acids. So sugars come from carbohydrates. Fatty acids come from fats and oils, and amino acids make up proteins. So we need the building blocks. We don't need the already made or constructed nutrients. Our bodies can do that. The bacteria in our gut can do that. Our liver can do that. So keeping a healthy gut or intestinal system is very, very important for good brain health. The two are inseparably connected. If you have an unhealthy gut and you have unhealthy bacteria in your gut, you got viruses, maybe parasites, maybe the lining of your gut is damaged, then your brain is going to get affected. And this is because the bacteria, if we have the wrong bacteria growing in our intestines, they release toxins. And they release all kinds of breakdown metabolites that get absorbed into the bloodstream and eventually affect the brain. Things like amyloid plaque, which is highly associated with Parkinson's and dementia, is highly associated with a high protein, high fat diet. Now, the reason why eating meat is not good for the intestines is because it's not good for the body and the brain and the intestines, is because our intestines are not structured in a way that digests it and metabolizes it correctly. If you look at the intestines of a carnivore, they have a very flat intestine. It's kind of like, you know, the N2 highway or the N1 highway, with lots of layers of tarmac existing beneath the surface of the road so that it can handle trucks and, you know, big motor vehicles. So the intestines of a carnivore is suitably structured and designed to handle such tough things like, you know, animal flesh, meats, and proteins, to rapidly absorb them into the gut. So they've got very big pores in their intestinal lining with, you know, a very flat surface. And they release a lot of stomach acids, which allows them to digest these foods rapidly straight into the bloodstream, which causes usually lethargy. You know, most carnivores sleep for about 18 hours a day. I mean, what human being sleeps for 18 hours a day? None of us. We're supposed to sleep for one third of our day to one, you know, one quarter to one third of our day we're supposed to sleep, which is the normal period for primates. And, you know, the reason we stay up for so many hours is because we're supposed to consume a high sugar diet. A high sugar diet is energizing and invigorating. So our intestines are structured and designed in a way that absorbs our fruits and vegetables perfectly. We've got very tiny, small little pores in our intestines. We've got tiny little pockets of functional absorption mechanisms called villi, V-I-L-L-I. You can Google that. Tiny little hair-like projections that trap food and absorb them very slowly and very kind of directly, very, you know, with a lot of intention, very intentionally absorbing all the vitamins and all the minerals and all the tiny little nutrients, all the antioxidants and phytonutrients. This whole theory that, you know, protein consumption is highly associated with an evolved brain, that our evolution led from the consumption of high protein diet, is a myth. It's an unproven myth. It's an unfounded one without any evidence. Certainly, the consumption of animal meat has affected our brain, but it's actually damaged our bodies over a long period of time. So a healthy gut is essential. It's number one. It's the first step to healing. So you've got to do the colonics. You've got to do the enemas. You've got to do the puddings, the activated charcoal and bentonite clay and psyllium husk puddings. You know, we've got to clean the gut out. You've got to take herbs. You've got to do abdominal massage. You've got to get exercise. These things are all going to lead to an enhanced, you know, rapidly healing gut system. So, yeah, that's it for today. Over and out. You'll hear from me in the future. I hope you enjoyed this short voice note on the gut. And have a great weekend. And be kind to yourself. Don't be hard on yourself. Take things slowly. And focus on the fruits and vegetables. Take your attention off everything else and focus on the fruits and vegetables. I'll see you next weekend at the beginning of your challenge, the introductory initiation.